brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. This week we're focusing upon inner beauty, spring cleaning your self-care regime and getting your hair ready for summer. No doubt the events of the last few years have had a massive impact upon our mental, physical and emotional well-being. Furthermore, the dark, dull winter months will have had an impact on our energy levels, immune system and cognitive function. With British summertime now officially started, with longer daylight hours, now is the perfect time to shake off the winter with a nutrient spring clean. So let's kick off the show by chatting to the incredible Simone Thomas. Simone has such an inspiring story to tell after battling health issues herself that led to hair loss and gut problems, along with supporting her family with their own serious health issues. As a courageous beauty entrepreneur, Simone has taken her knowledge gained from real experience and created Simone Thomas Wellness, a supplement brand to support the whole body, backed by a whole wealth of knowledge, expertise, and nurturing from Simone herself. Welcome to the show, Simone. Let's start by hearing more about your personal journey.
I could actually write a whole book about my journey, which I did kind of write in a book that I released last year. But it's been a 20-year journey to kind of where I am today. And like they say, I think, you know, what you go through, you sometimes don't realize that you're going through it for, you know, a greater end result. And in my 20s, I was very, very fortunate to catch cervical cells on the real turning point. And that was when I first really deteriorated with my health. I had to have a number of operations, go on a lot of medications because I then had kind of side effects, infections after, which then resulted in hair loss, you know, in my 20s. This is 20 years ago. So wigs back then were very much Halloween wigs, you know, unless you were a movie star and you were able to, you know, afford thousands and thousands of pounds. As a result, I lost my eyebrows. So it was a real journey at you know, a very, very young age. I then made the mistake of kind of having the wrong hair loss services afterwards. You know, I would go to, you know, online, back of newspapers. I was having, you know, wig systems glued to my head, you know, and kitchens, and you know, it was a real kind of downward spiral. I lost a lot of weight from it. I became very, very anemic. I had a lot of B12 and gut issues. I was in and out of hospital for years with what they thought was potentially Crohn's, irritable bowel disease, ulcerative colitis. And I remember a huge turning point was I actually passed out in the car driving because my bowel had got so inflamed. Ended up in Salisbury Hospital. I think it was probably the best part of 2 weeks. And it was a real memorable time because I was actually due to be involved in Miss Great Britain. I was an entry for it of like the early qualifying stages. And I was fortunately wasn't able to attend because I was in hospital, and then the following year I was too old to then compete again. So I always remember that, and from there I realized that, you know, my stomach condition, you know, my hair health, the way that it made me feel, I needed to do a lot more about it. And on a very, very personal level, there was a lot of stress going on at home. My mother had got diagnosed with motor neurones disease. So that was a real blow. You know, I kind of, you know, just early 20s, she was given a year to live, you know, and you kind of think, oh God, you know, without my mum, what am I going to do? I'd lost my father also when I was six. So, you know, it's kind of like, God, you know, not the word that you would use, but it's like, wow, you know, it's kind of like being an orphan, but at a teenage, you know, younger adult years. And my health really deteriorated mentally, physically. I became very, very angry, would just respond in kind of the wrong way to the world. And then it's really taken me probably the best part of the last 10 years to get on top of that anger, those emotions, realize that it's good to cry, it's good to talk. But all of that had a very negative effect on my gut, you know, anger, hormones, emotions, poor diet, you know, really does resonate within your gut. And then from there, you know, I really got into health and fitness and well-being. I opened my first clinic when I was 30, which was all about helping women at the very beginning with very, very similar issues. So confidence, you know, hair loss. And then I then realized there was such a need for it that I kind of requalified into nutrition, hair loss, gut health, which then led me to what I do now, Simone Thomas mm-hmm. Wellness. And there was loads of other things that have gone on that really drove, you know, where I am today. My son, William, nearly passed away when he was 3 weeks old from a virus, and that really destroyed his gut. So we had a lot of issues with his stomach. So that then led me on to research, you know, a hell of a lot more about the gut and brain connection. And then their father, unfortunately, just after this had happened with William, he had suffered a really horrific brain seizure, which wow. looked like it was not going to, you know, turn out to be the best result. Happy to say that he's now running marathons, surfing, wow, you know, wouldn't yeah. even know it to look at. But again, that was a real massive driving force because I had two boys, you know, under the age of two to look after. I had three clinics in the UK, over 25 staff, was looking after my own health issues, and then also looking after their father, you know, to kind of rebuild him. And it was so much stress. So it comes from a real personal journey, as well as what I was seeing kind of day to day in the salons, in the clinic with clients. And a lot of it was coming down to stress, diet, lifestyle, maybe, you know, going and reaching for a prescription instead of looking at our whole life. And kind of thinking, actually, what is it that I need to make those changes? So, yeah, it's been a very long 20-year personal journey, but one I'm now enjoying. So for those 20 years of hard times, it really is worth it because I'm seeing so much, you know, positivity from it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we often find that founder brands come from that very deep and personal story, that very deep journey. And the reason why people create certain services and products are based upon a very real situation that they found themselves in. And that's exactly where you are now, isn't it, with Simone Thomas Wellness. So tell us a bit more about your brand and what you're offering.
So the brand, as I said, came from a very, very personal place of, you know, rebuilding my family basically at home, whilst also rebuilding myself, you know, looking after two boys under two at the time, one with obviously huge gut issues and was having to go to Southampton twice a week, and then obviously looking after their father. It took a real toll on me, and I realised that, you know, the words that I practice in my clinic of, you know, you need to be selfish, you need to look after yourself before anybody else, I really had to put into place. And I noticed again, I had issues with my hair, my energy levels, my mood. And that's when I realized that actually what the doctors were telling me about William's care and probiotics and gut health and how it affects your hormones, but surely that is no different for us in adult form.
Absolutely.
So I went on to, you know, to learn. I remember I was getting, you know, 10, 15 boxes from Amazon, which is not very eco-friendly right now. I was just learning, you know, just constantly learning. And then I decided that I actually wanted to do something myself. You know, I knew I had the brain. I knew I came from a business background way before I was doing what I was doing. And I had all the tools, you know, I'd qualified in nutrition, in hair loss. I had thousands of people that had been in the clinic that I could literally just go back to their paperwork and see common patterns. And that's where it really started from. And a lot of it was diet and lifestyle. You know, it was poor sleep. It was looking at foods and thinking they're healthy because the packaging looked healthy, or, you know, not eating breakfast, or not, you know, taking the time to be mindful of what we're putting into our bodies. And it just came from a really personal place. And then I think it was 2016, 17, I was like, right, I think I know what I want to do now. So it then came down to formulations, trying to find factories and companies in the UK that would support me from coming from really ground zero. You know, I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't understand about ingredients. And, you know, as we all know, you know, certain ingredients don't work well together. You know, it's like magnets. They either, you know, attract or they don't. And I had, luckily, you know, I found some amazing factories that have supported me with my journey, you know, what I wanted to do. I knew what ingredients I wanted to have because I knew the benefits that they, you know, would deliver, but would they work together? And, you know, and that took nearly 2 years. That took me till the back end, really, of 2019 when the actual brand launched in the UK marketplace. And then COVID decided to come along.
I know. And it kind of squashed all of us, didn't it? Yeah. Hit us all when we were just getting up and running. Yeah.
And that's been, you know, another, you know, journey and a hard learning curve.
But actually, I mean, don't you find during COVID, during the lockdowns, you know, I think a lot of us, we had a lot more time to look at ourselves and look inside and, you know, look at the habits, the bad habits that we'd sort of, you know, found ourselves in. I mean, life was incredibly fast paced prior to the lockdowns, wasn't it? And I think we're all very aware of that now. Now we're kind of, you know, shifting back to normal. That sort of normal has shifted slightly. And are you finding that a lot more of your customers now are, you know, more aware, just deeply aware of themselves and their bodies and what they need because they have that time to look at themselves?
Definitely. I mean, when lockdown first occurred, you know, as a business owner with, you know, 17 staff, I thought, oh my God, you know, how am I going to cope? Yeah. And then I actually thought, you know what, this is going to be a good time for me to go away and do a diploma or whatever. And I was wrong. Literally, the inquiries that were coming through about, you know, either hair loss or COVID. Yeah. Stress, menopause, you know, from women where they were in a lot of stress of now their hair's falling out. It became a really, really busy time for me. And a lot of people were, you know, obviously looking at, okay, I don't take supplements, and we're being told on, you know, TV to get your vitamin D and your vitamin C, you know, everywhere sold out. I mean, even, you know, toilet paper. I mean,
it was crazy, wasn't it? Yeah.
And that's actually continued. You know, a lot of people that invested in their health, you know, back at the very beginning or after COVID, you know, it's one of the things that we see. And on a monthly basis, you know, a lot of our traffic, I would say 57% of it is coming from keywords such as COVID, after effects, you know, tired hormones, menopause, male hair loss, or just general, you know, feeling of not just feeling their best selves. Yeah. And it is, a lot of people are investing in themselves, you know, in that form. But I think also people have realized now that we are able to stand up for ourselves and say, actually, I'm not happy with this work environment. I am, you know, I'm running on empty. My family is more important, and you're not going to be looked, you know, bad, you know, when you kind of say those things. And even I've noticed it, you know, I'm very, very fast paced. I love work. I love my boys. Do not get me wrong, but I love working. I love leaving in the morning and then coming home to see them, you know, that gives me such passion. But I've realized that actually, you know, I did need to spend more time with them. And, you know, prime example, if we were on a call and they come in, instead of get out, it's like, it's actually come and be involved and realize that actually we are human beings and we shouldn't put ourselves on that pressure to be seen a certain way. You know, it's perfectly normal. And I think, you know, the good things that have come out of COVID is that people have realized what's important in life. And, you know, I say it all the time to people, people have either come out very appreciative and more caring, or they've gone the other way where they've become quite angry or quite bitter. I think a lot of us have changed for the better and are definitely investing in our family's health, our loved ones, and also in ourselves, definitely.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about hair loss, because you know, this is a beauty focused show, and actually skin and hair are the area, and beauty's massive, it's a massive topic, but actually hair is something that affects us all on a very deep emotional level, doesn't it? I mean, you know, you've said you've suffered with hair loss. I've suffered massively with hair loss. I find any hormone fluctuation in my body, that's it. My hair falls out. It just sheds, and my body just can't cope with the extra nutrients it needs to give to my scalp, and that's that. Now, obviously, as a woman, you know, it's a bit different, I think, for men, although a lot of men suffer mentally with this as well at different stages of their life. But for women especially, I think this is huge, isn't it? And if you think about, you know, we go through childbirth and our hormones fluctuate massively after that. Then we hit sort of perimenopause and menopause, and things start shifting again. Do you find you hear from a lot of women that are suffering with hair issues and thinning and loss?
We do. And even from a young age, I mean, the youngest I've ever treated was 3 years old.
Wow,
you know, that's sad, up to, you know, 97 year old, you know, it will vary, but it does, you know, that there's different age brackets. You've got your 20 year olds that are potentially undiagnosed with things like polycystic ovaries or endometriosis, or stress and anxiety, you know, and because hair's not a vital organ, as you were saying earlier about, you know, hormones and how your hair changes. The body doesn't treat it that way. Your body, you know, as the amazing thing that it is, it doesn't need hair to function daily. It is actually a cosmetic feature. So for those that have ever been to, you know, a GP or a specialist and maybe not got the care or the empathy that they'd hoped for, there's a reason, you know, they get probably 1 or 2 days training about your hair, because it's not an organ. You know, it's an accessory, it's a, you know, a glamorous part to us. But as women and also men, it really affects you, because the minute you walk through the door, what's the first thing you look at, really? It is someone's face and their hair. And, you know, people either judge that they're unwell because they've either got no hair, so people think, oh, God, you know, they must have cancer or leukemia or something even worse. Or if there's hardly any hair, you know, people assume, oh, God, well, they're not very healthy. You know, what's wrong with them? Or if they've got a scalp condition, people then think, oh, is it contagious? Is it something I'm going to catch? Or they start itching themselves. And, you know, I always link it to, you know, that movie, the Roald Dahl, The Witches. You know, so many women feel like that when they wear a wig, that they just don't feel like themselves. They don't feel attractive. You know, and I suppose from a female point of view of dating, it's a huge concern. You know, it's always a question when somebody's losing their hair or they have to wear a unit, you know, are they going to know, you know, if I'm going on a date, or, you know, how can I still look the same without my husband seeing me, you know, with my hair loss and stuff as well. And it is, and even now, you know, 20 years on for me, if I've got, you know, like a press event, or I've got to go somewhere speaking, or even going out to meet new people, if my hair's not right, I still feel like I'm 20 again. And it's crazy, because I've got a full head of hair. You know, and I say to people, it doesn't matter about how much money's in the bank, you know, the size of your house, what car you're driving, the latest Range Rover or whatever. If your hair's not right as a woman, and even for men now, it really knocks you down, you know, and it takes a lot to build you back up, you know, and it's soul destroying. It really, really is.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, there is a huge link between gut health and all of these issues that we've been touching on. And I suppose diet goes at least a good sort of 90% of the way there, I'd say. You know, if you're getting the right kind of foods into your body through your diet, you're doing a good job, aren't you? But we still need to supplement, don't we? That's the truth of it, that we cannot actually get enough of what our body needs. And in order to eliminate some of these issues that we might be having with hair loss or with skin or with gut health, supplementing our diet with extra added in vitamins does help, doesn't it? Is that what you've found with your products?
It does massively. And this isn't me, because I'm the owner of a supplement company. I would still say the same message, even if, you know, I didn't own the company that I do. The way that our lives are now compared to even 30 years ago, you know, our parents when they were growing up, or our grandparents, it is so fast paced. Mm-hmm. We have got environmental toxins, you know, a lot more than what was 30 years ago, environmental stresses, the stress that we put our body under, but also the way that the farm, you know, and the food is farmed. It's not like it was 30, 50 years ago. You know, chemicals in the air, you know, how many crops have to be created in a year compared to when our grandparents were growing up. Yeah. You know, the foods then were very, very simple. You know, it was from the ocean, it was from the land, it was from a plant, it was from a tree. Mm. Now, you know, we've got food that's been made in a factory that, you know, I always say to clients, you know, if you look at the label and it's got X, Y, and a Z in it, run away. I mean, like, what real foods have those, you know, 20 letter words? You know, and a lot of it is the chemicals that we're putting into ourselves, and our bodies aren't designed to be able to, you know, regulate under that level. And, you know, our gut, how, you know, houses everything from our emotions to our hormones to our immune system. And if you think your gut's been there from the day you were born, and if you tracked what you've done to your gut for 20 years, it's horrific. So you do need to look after it. And that's where, you know, things like probiotics are really key. You know, you can link probiotics to boosting your immune system, fertility, degenerative diseases, neurological. You know, there's so much that can really, really support when you are looking after your gut. But also, you know, foods, you know, you would need to eat so much fruit and vegetables on a daily basis that it would be impossible to get what you can get in vitamin supplements. And, you know, one of the key messages when obviously COVID, you know, was occurring, was to supplement, you know, on vitamin C and vitamin D, you know, and certain diets, you know, are very, very limited with, you know, what it can give to the body. But nowadays, because of just the stress load, environmental toxins, what's in our food, it is definitely something that people should look into, you know, even if it was a multivitamin. And, you know, I always say to people, don't worry if you've missed a day. You know, I pick and mix, you know, I take my brand, I listen to my body. You know, I suffer with endometriosis, so I know with like Amigas or when it's like my time of the month, I know that I need to, you know, incorporate more of something than others.
Yeah.
But it's always about everything. It's about balance and being mindful when, you know, go and have that pizza, go and have that bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah.
But also look after your body along the way, because you want to be here and be 90 or 100, you know, and you still want to feel good. You want to feel strong. You still want to be the best version of yourself. And you're not going to be able to do that on junk food or a stressful life. You really do need to look after, you know, your in, you know, your internal for your external to kind of glow, as I always say.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to me about some of the products you offer then. Do you have any specific hero products within your range?
Yeah, so I would say all of them are, because they all do so much. But last year we won the independent best supplement for the Ginkgo Biloba plan.
Brilliant.
And that was actually a three-step plan that was used a lot by people that are suffering with gut issues, with hair loss, whether that was COVID related, menopause, stress, you know, men and women, even teenagers that were going through a lot of stress with GCSE and A levels. You know, I had a lot of parents reach out to me. And the great things about those plans is you get a probiotic, you get your super greens that really help with detoxification, absorption, alkaline in the body. And then the Ginkgo Biloba is incredible for brain, for energy, for hair growth, for follicle stimulation. So for me, that's my three-step program that I use all day, every day, no matter where I am. It's always in my handbag. And then we have other products. We have our skin quencher, which for me, I take every night. It's our collagen with amino acids and vitamin C, because I like to wake up in the morning and know that I've got that skin glow. But also, how many of us go to bed at night and wake up with a sore throat but felt amazing the day before? So it just really helps with the immune system. And then we have our Biotin Brilliance, which is your generic, you know, hair, skin and nails supplement that loads of people know about, because, you know, the Kardashians years ago, you know, talked a lot about biotin and how they get their hair the way that they do. But yeah, definitely our hero product is the Ginkgo Wellness Plan in it. And it's one that, you know, we have a lot of men and women. And not just in the UK, because we're, you know, we are international. And it's our product that we see literally all day long, that just literally is constantly, you know, being added to the basket and stuff as well.
Amazing. So tell me a bit more about where people can access your products then. Presumably they're available on your website, but you've just mentioned that there are other retailers that offer them as well.
Yeah. So you can buy direct on SimoneThomasWellness.com. We're also just about to launch on a fantastic platform called Humanary. So for any men out there, it's basically the male equivalent skincare of Harvey Nichols.
And amazing.
It's for men. They've got a lot of female buyers on there because they also do have a lot of gender neutral products. But also a lot of women tend to buy a lot of the products for their partners because we do all the shopping most of the time.
Yeah.
We're also on the Natural Cosmetic Company website as well, and they're an absolutely fantastic brand. Again, that is international with where the orders come from. We are literally just about to launch in America in 2 weeks' time, in California with a couple of clinics, and we're working on a main distributor out there to kind of go over the whole of America. And I'm literally off to Dubai in 3 weeks for the Dubai market as well. But most of our clients come to direct to us, because not only do they get the products, we send them, you know, loads of information, free ebooks, loads of facts and figures. And it's not just about supplements, it's about educating about, you know, menopause or hair loss or skin conditions or COVID, even things like fertility, because I'm trained in something called bioenergetics, which is a digital homeopathy kind of version. There's so much that we talk about on a day-to-day basis, and we do polls of, you know, things online of, you know, what information do people want to hear about. You know, sometimes we get asked the experts and teams involved, but yeah, you get a lot when you buy direct from us, because
there's
content that goes into that flow of a customer and their kind of journey with us as well.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely recommend your website. I mean, I know that you write a lot of information. You're obviously a wealth of information yourself. So it's lovely because you share that so openly and freely on your website. So if you are someone listening to the show today and you're interested in finding out a little bit more about perhaps some of your journey has been quite similar to Simone's, actually, I would recommend your website for a bit more information there. So that's great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Simone. I mean, what a journey. I mean, we all lead really stressful lives these days. I think yours has been quite the extreme version. But the gift you've given back to people is absolutely outstanding. So, I mean, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us.
No, thank you. No, it's been amazing. And it's one of the things, it's always a passion. And like you said at the beginning, to own your own company and wake up every day and want to do it. Yeah, it is, you know, in sleepless nights and everything, it's worth it, you know, and it is. And it makes you very, very happy as a person, for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk. for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Following the comments at the Oscars from Chris Rock on Jada Pinkett Smith's haircut and Will Smith's subsequent slap, more people than ever have been curious to learn about alopecia and scalp issues that lead to hair loss. Joining me now is Annabelle Kingsley, who's the brand president at Philip Kingsley. She's also a consultant trichologist. Lovely to have you here on this show. This show is all about hair today, focusing on everything to do with that very important part of how we present ourselves. So, first of all, let's start by talking about your journey with what was your father's brand, wasn't it, Philip Kingsley?
Yes. So my father started Philip Kingsley almost 70 years ago now, really, from when he opened his first small clinic in London, and then he moved from there to our flagship clinic around 50 years ago. So it's been a real journey, but it's amazing what he built from scratch, basically, and from pure passion.
Yeah, absolutely. And 70 years ago, brands like the Philip Kingsley brand weren't really around, were they? I mean, you know, he's really before his time in creating the whole hair set that he did.
Yes, I mean, he really put trichology, which is the science of the hair and scalp, on the map. No one really used that word before, but also no one looked at hair in the way, or scalp, in the way that he looked at hair and scalp. And he's really pioneered the way for hair and scalp health in the industry. So he was the first to connect general health with hair health, nutrition with hair health. He was the first to make the connection between the health of your scalp and the health of your hair. So from the very beginning, the products that he originally used to formulate on a small stove in his garage were all based around hair and scalp health rather than just the cosmetic appearance of it.
And what about your journey then? So you've now taken over as brand president. So you're at the forefront now of the direction of the brand. Have things changed since you've taken over? Are there any new movements with the company?
Well, I guess the trajectory is still the same, in that, you know, my father founded this brand and built it on trust and transparency, and, you know, bringing out products and giving educational information that's honest and that really works and that helps people. So that's the same, but, you know, things have changed. So online has become, you know, it didn't, well, when he first started, you know, online didn't even exist. And then even in the past 5-6 years, that's really taken off. And it is a huge part of the brand now, is online offering, and just, and also interacting with our clients and customers online as well.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose actually in a way that allows your educational reach to be so much greater than it ever was when your father first founded it. So, I mean, that's brilliant. I mean, so tell me a bit more about his findings between, you know, the link, you spoke about the link between personal wellness, so inner wellness, and the health of your hair.
Yes, I mean, it's, I always say, and my father used to say, you know, above anything else. So obviously, the products you use make a huge difference to how your hair looks and feels. But if you aren't looking after yourself and you aren't eating well, your hair just isn't going to be growing to its best ability. You know, your hair is a window to your general health. It's an incredibly sensitive barometer of general health. It's strongly reliant on diet. Your hair, while it is essential psychologically, most definitely, physically, it is not an essential tissue. So, you know, if all of my hair were to fall out this very second, fingers crossed it doesn't, I would be devastated, but my body would be completely fine. My heart would continue to beat. My lungs would continue to breathe, which means that whatever you eat, is first shuttled to parts of you that keep you upright and breathing, and then your hair is the last to receive nutrients, if any are left over, basically. So even really tiny deficiencies, and deficiencies that might not even be impacting your general health, can affect your hair growth.
Is that something that you hear quite a lot then, if we look in general about major hair concerns? Is it that people are really most affected by the sort of texture of their hair changing, perhaps they're experiencing some hair loss? Is that a common issue you hear a lot about?
Hugely common. Hair loss is incredibly common in both men and women. So I think, you know, the conversation around men's hair loss has been quite open for a while, but it's only recently that the conversation surrounding women hair loss is starting to take off, which I think is really, really important, because up until now, it's been a taboo subject. Women have been left feeling alone and isolated. They don't know what to do. So I think it's a very, you know, with online, I think it's a really positive thing that it's giving just men and women the support that they need to get help with their hair loss concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned, you know, the hair is not actually a necessity for the basic function of the body, and yet it's so important to all of us, isn't it? It can massively affect our self-esteem and how we feel about ourselves when we're putting ourselves out into the world. So actually it's of great importance, to survive, but to just be a part of society.
Yes.
Yeah. So what would be your advice then on keeping your hair at its best? What can people do to ensure that they look after their hair in the best way?
Well, I think the first thing, before, without purchasing any products at all, is to eat a really healthy, balanced diet. So eat breakfast, lunch and dinner. Don't skip meals. Have snacks in between. Make sure that you're eating enough protein. Protein is what your hair is made of. So amino acids, which are proteins, are the building blocks of your hair. Eat enough complex carbohydrates. They provide your hair with energy it needs to grow. Your hair cells are the second fastest growing cells your body produces. So hair is very needy, but it's essentially not needed. So it's really, really important to give your body that easily accessible energy with complex carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Look at your iron levels. Iron deficiency is really common in women who menstruate. Check your vitamin D levels. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D deficiency is really common in both sexes. Also just look after your general health. Keep your stress levels as low as possible. Get yearly medical checks to check, you know, your thyroid levels, because that commonly can also contribute to hair loss. So just by looking after yourself, you can help ensure in part that your hair is growing at its best rate. And then on top of that, then, you know, choose products suitable for your hair texture, or any scalp concerns you're having. And if you are actually having an issue with hair loss, whether that's that you're losing too many hairs on a daily basis, or whether you're noticing a gradual reduction in density, you should then go see a specialist who can help kind of decipher what is causing that and put you on a bespoke treatment plan.
Yeah, sure. And can certain products contribute towards that? Are there any certain products or ingredients that you would encourage people to avoid if they're experiencing either scalp issues or hair loss?
Not really, unless you know, you have a sensitivity or an allergy to a certain ingredient. That I don't know of any that are going to exacerbate hair loss. I can say that there are certain products that won't help with hair loss. So potentially to steer clear of them. So, you know, if you have shedding, excessive daily hair shedding, which is called telogen effluvium, or a gradual reduction in hair density, which is called androgenic alopecia. Mm. Hair loss shampoos, they're not going to help. They're just not left on the scalp for long enough to have an impact. The formulas, because it's a shampoo, are diluted with other ingredients like surfactants, like water. You're then applying that on top of a dilute environment, i.e. a wet hair scalp. So hair loss shampoo isn't going to do any harm, but it also isn't going to fix the root cause of your hair loss. So, you know, you can use them for getting really good body and volume, and the psychological boost that can give shouldn't be underestimated, but don't turn to them to treat a hair loss issue.
So really just avoid that plaster effect that we all tend to sort of turn to, isn't it? It's looking at the root cause rather than trying to just fix an issue immediately there and then.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit more about your role as well as a trichologist. So you started by mentioning, you know, what a trichologist is. Let's go into a bit more detail, because it is a term I imagine that not a lot of people are actually that familiar with. So could you tell us some more about it?
Yes, of course. So trichology is a specific branch of dermatology that deals with the skin on top of your head, i.e. your scalp, and the hair that grows from it, and any issues that you might experience with your scalp or scalp hair. So that could be things, scalp conditions like dandruff or seborrheic dermatitis, psoriasis, and all types of hair loss conditions. There are many hair loss conditions. So I mentioned before telogen effluvium, which is excessive daily hair shedding, which is a reactive hair loss, or genetic hair loss. So androgenic alopecia, also known as male or female pattern hair loss, and rarer hair loss conditions such as alopecia areata, or their scarring alopecia. So we as trichologists, we are trained to recognize and treat all of these different things.
Tell me a bit more about some of the products that you offer under the Philip Kingsley brand. I'm sure I think most people are familiar with the brand, but maybe are not aware of some of the sort of unique hero products that you have.
Well, I guess there's a division between two types of products we have. We have our retail products, so those products that are available, you know, on from our website and on our e-tailers as well. And those are shampoos, conditioners, styling products, which are all amazing. And then we have our clinical products, so our handmade clinic products that you have access to once you've had a consultation at the clinic. And these are more specific to address hair loss and scalp concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned then that you're available both on your website and via retailers. Could you just give us the website address and some of the other sites that people can find?
So philipkingsley.co.uk if you're in the UK, or if you're in the US, it's .com. We're available on, you know, Marks and Spencer's, John Lewis, Selfridges, Harrods, Feel Unique, Look Fantastic. So we have a lot of external partners that we work with and where the products are available.
Brilliant. And can you see any sort of challenges for the brand in 2022? Obviously, 2021 has been a very hit and miss year for most industries. We all felt like we were going to get going, and then it just feels like we've had lots of stop starts. But what do you see for 2022, good and bad? What's on the cards, do you think?
I mean, for us as a company, we're always striving to innovate. We've found, I mean, the, you know, the pandemic has been devastating for everyone, you know, just from a psychological perspective, it's been a very tough time for everyone. As a company, you know, it's also presented its challenges, but at the same time, it's been a real learning experience for us as well. So, you know, we weren't necessarily a digital first company 2 years ago, but we certainly are now.
Yeah, sure.
So it really pushed us out of our comfort zone, but also we are in our comfort zone now, because as actually you mentioned earlier, the brand, because we are such an educational brand, it lends so well to online, because it's such a great way to kind of to share our knowledge and to help people, basically.
Yeah, sure. And on your website, is there this education piece? Can people just, if they just really want to go and learn about some of the scalp issues, perhaps they've related to some of the stuff you've been talking about, are there educational bits of information on your site?
Yes, we have something called the Hair Guide. So that has information on pretty much any type of hair loss or scalp condition that you might want to look into. We have a whole section on nutrition, general health. Our clients and customers find that really helpful to read through. And we also have a product selector. So if you're unsure of which products you want to try, this selector will help you through that process. And although I will say, if I were going to suggest someone tries one of our products, it would be our elasticizer pre-shampoo conditioning treatment, which there's an amazing story behind this product. There are a lot of very cool stories behind the brand, but this one in particular, elasticizer was originally formulated for Audrey Hepburn. She went to see my father for a consultation in the 1970s. She had wonderful hair, but because of the amount of styling and you know, torture with heat that was being done to it on film sets, it was becoming really limp and it was getting brittle as well and very dry. So Audrey Hepburn said to my dad, "You have a product that will strengthen and moisturize my hair, but that won't weigh it down." And he said, "No, but give me a couple of weeks." And he went into his laboratory and he formulated the world's first pre-shampoo conditioning treatment.
Amazing.
Which is now known as Elasticizer. And it works on all hair textures. It adds lovely bounce and shine. It increases the hair's elasticity. So that's the ability of the hair to stretch before it breaks.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I expect we could all do with a bit of that. I mean, the trouble is these days, you know, applying heat products to our hair is just, it's a normal everyday thing, isn't it? And unfortunately, that is one of the greatest damage you can cause to your hair. And I mean, I was speaking to a guest earlier who was mentioning, you know, trends coming up for next year. And apparently it's hair straightening again. It's polka dot straight hair again. So we're all going to be getting our hair straighteners out. So something like the elasticizer would actually be
a very good heat protective product as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely.
But if you can, don't use straighteners, because they get hotter than the temperature sugar caramelizes at. So, and your hair can, you know, it can burn. It just doesn't have nerve endings.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to tell when you're damaging your hair. But just try to draw correlations between hair and skin, you know, or scalp and skin, and then you kind of start to realize that a lot of what you do might not necessarily be the best idea.
Absolutely. So wearing it more natural is probably best, isn't
it,
really?
Yeah,
no problem. Well, thanks ever so much for that today, Annabelle. That's been really, really interesting. And
pleasure.
Yeah, I'll remind people again, if you've got any scalp issues or you're interested in checking out the Philip Kingsley brand again, it's philipkingsley.co.uk or .com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk. for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I now want to turn my attention to supplements designed specifically for hair health, and I'm delighted to be joined by two leading beauty brands in this space. Firstly, I want to welcome Florencia Moreno, who is a registered nutritionist and expert in health food innovation at Rousselot, along with Melissa Bakiri, who is a qualified clinical nutritionist and UK account manager for the company Revive Active, who formulate and manufacture dietary super supplements. Okay, so joining me now is Florencia Moreno from Rousselot. It's lovely to have you with me today. Let's start by talking about Rousselot and where they fit into the health and nutrition space.
Yes, of course, and thank you for having us. Well, Rousselot is actually an ingredient company. Mm-hmm. So we do not sell to the end consumer, but we sell to the companies that make products for end consumers. And we fit in the health space because the products we manufacture is collagen peptides, which is a very well-known ingredient for supplements and healthy food and beverages in the space of beauty, but also mobility, sports nutrition, healthy aging, and overall healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. And peptin collagen then, let's talk a bit about that in more detail. How would this ingredient help with hair care and helping hair to look and feel more healthy?
Well, first I would like to invite you to think of hair as a plant you buy to have in your house. So you take it to your house, and if you want this plant to grow and be very nice and blossom, you are going to put it in a pot with healthy soil. Okay, so the soil is pretty much the dermis that we have in our head, in our scalp. So when we consume a peptin, or in this case collagen peptides, it gets digested, it ends up in our bloodstream, and from the bloodstream it goes all the way pretty much to our whole tissues in the body, but also to the scalp, to the hair follicles. So yeah, nourishing the head from within, the scalp from within, and then as a consequence this helps to have beautiful hair.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most consumers are familiar with terms like peptin collagen, but often we don't really know how they're originated. So how is this ingredient manufactured? How is it brought together? Is it natural?
Yes, it is. It's as natural as it gets. But before I actually explain how it's made, I would like to highlight the fact that this is the ultimate circular economy hashtag upcycled ingredient by definition. So how it works is that it can come from bovine sources, porcine sources, or fish sources. And then these products get treated to obtain their meat or special materials. And then what's left, which is the skin, usually would be discarded. So would end up creating, you know, just pollution. So that's not great. So what the collagen companies do is that we take these products, we treat them, we clean them, of course, they go through a whole process, and then we convert this product that otherwise would be discarded, we give it a new life, and it becomes a healthy ingredient.
And I mean, what do consumers usually say about the results of using collagen peptin on their hair? Like, do they really notice a difference in having this ingredient?
Well, nice that you ask, because actually just last year we ran a study in the UK with 120 women between 30 and 60 years old. So what they did is that they took a peptin for 3 months. And at the end, we only asked them things like, which changes do you see? Did you have a good impression of the product? Would you buy it? And so on. So it was found that 70%, yeah, more or less 70%, just to give round numbers, said that they saw an overall increase in the quality of hair, skin, and nails after taking peptin collagen peptides for 3 months. Mm-hmm. Around 65% said that they would buy it or they would recommend it to a friend. So if we base ourselves in testimonials, we have very positive results.
Yeah, excellent. And I'd like to turn our attention now to Melissa Bakiri from Revive Active, who's joining us. And I know that they're one of the customers of Rousselot as well. So they have products that are formulated using the ingredients that we've just been talking about. So could you first of all, Melissa, just tell me a bit about your relationship, the relationship between Revive Active and Rousselot and how that works?
Yeah, hi. Since we know that the Rousselot is the global leading collagen-based solutions, so basically is one of the premium ingredients that we decided as a Revive Active company to use. So our ethos is to only use the premium ingredients, and this is why Revive Active's beauty complex contains peptide collagen peptides by Rousselot.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me a bit more about the beauty complex. What is this? What's the product? How is it used? How can consumers access it?
Yeah, the beauty complex is the premium super supplement, which is formulated with 8 active ingredients. So it's designed to support our skin, hair, and nails. It's delivered in a powder form, which comes in individual sachets, and is the most bioavailable form, so it gets where it's needed quicker in our body. Mm-hmm. The fact that it comes in a powder form, the bioavailability of absorption is way more higher, so compared to the capsules or tablets form.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've seen a huge rise, haven't we, of people using supplements for health and beauty. And there are real benefits, aren't there, of trying to help yourself from within. So why are your supplements unique? How do you get that across to your consumers?
We are so unique because we are the only one currently in the supplement market that we have few key ingredients. I can say 4 key ingredients that we use in our beauty complex. The main key ingredients is hydrolyzed type 1 marine collagen peptides, which comes 7,000 milligrams per sachet. Another key ingredient is hyaluronic acid, which is 100 milligrams per sachet again. Hyaluronic acid is known as the moisture retaining molecule, which helps to promote the collagen to occur naturally in our body. As we have a synovial fluid between the connective tissues and cartilages, that synovial fluid we really need to maintain thick. So that's what hyaluronic acid stands for, actually. Mm. Just producing the marine collagen, just the collagen in our body, but also to maintain this synovial fluid thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The way
I always try to get this across to people listening to the show is HAs are really essential in trying to keep skin looking plump and hair looking plump and lush and youthful. That idea that we're all trying to keep that youthful appearance, aren't we? And that's what it helps do, doesn't it? So whereabouts can people access the Beauty Complex products? Is it all via your website, or are there any retail outlets that also stock them?
They can access through the healthy stores, such as Whole Food stores, Revital stores. They can access through the independent pharmacies. So they can be accessed through the website, Revive Active, directly to our website. And we can ship them everywhere in the EU, including USA, and we do provide free shipment.
Could you tell me the URL for the website, please, so people know where to go?
Yeah, reviveactive.com.
Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you.